Hi, hi. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Warmer Wealth. I'm Jo Warwick. If you're new to my world, I'm so pleased that you're joining me here. And what a step you have taken for yourself, because this is about saying, I am open and willing to make the shift. Now, what you're going to find inside of Warmer Wealth is I have a workbook for you that we will be using. There are exercises and activities each day, culminating in us having a live call, which you'll see pinned inside the community area for a Q&A and a conversation, really having that conversation together about your ahas, your insights, any kind of shifts or questions that you might have. So it is a process, it is a journey, and you will get out of this what you put in it. So making the time for this is so important. Now, today's conversation was kicking this off talking about stories. Now, you'll have an exercise inside the workbook, but let's talk about money stories, wealth stories, and most importantly, stories around being provided for. Now, the early stages of our life is definitely where we understand and are taught and learn about resources and being provided for and how we are provided for. Now, that doesn't mean we're just talking about money. We get provided for through love, through money, through time, through energy. And of course, that comes through a masculine and feminine energies, depending on who was taking care of you, who was raising you. But your own family or caregivers are the primary teaching ground for you to have your relationship with money. Now, you can go off and learn, absolutely, but the blockage that always comes up regarding money comes down to the relationship you were shown by your father, your mother, whoever you associated with being the provider in your house. And then how they responded to money, because of course they're then passing on some lovely ancestral stories regarding money, regarding wealth, regarding how they saw people with money or without money. And of course, then we also get impregnated by the stories that are prevalent through films, TV, our society, adverts. And we all know the kind of basic ones. The basic ones we all know about is that the idea that money's evil, or if you have money, you turn into an evil asshole, or if you want to be spiritual, you have to give up money. Although that's a complete lie, because if you think of Mother Teresa, she was exceedingly good with money. The Catholic Church, full of money. But these stories are put around to have a sense of control. It's basically about control. Now, of course, to add to that, depending on where you are in the world, there are also class stories about can you have money? Do you have to fight for money? Do you have to work for somebody to have that money? So your parents themselves will have stories, and from their parents, that are all about, how do we work for money? How do we get money? How do we show up for money? How does money come to us? Am I allowed to have money? And it could be that you had really great stories about that money flows to you effortlessly and easily, that you're deeply provided for, or it might be the opposite. We all have our own unique stories. But the key bit is about your intimate level. So you've got your parents' stories or your caretaker stories, but then it's how they showed up to you as regards to providing. So did providing come with a cost? Is there a story in there that we provide for you, but it comes at an exchange of emotional debt? My dad is very, very good at that, which created a wonderful story in me that I of using debt, but not in a good way, because there's good debt, financial debt, good debt and bad debt. But because of my dad, everything has an underlining barter with him, bless him. And it is a blessing. We all have our own stories, and not everybody moves beyond them. And if my parents, my dad, and their families, etc., if I hadn't have chosen to be with them, I wouldn't have the foundation for the work that I do. So everything works out as it's meant to. But my dad has a very bartering concept, and so he actually keeps a spreadsheet very much of what goes out and expects to be paid back. and he calculates everything because he has a terrible fear there's not enough. And what he does, and what he's learned, as much, he wants to play out the provider. This is a great example. He plays out the provider, and yet there is always the feeling there's not enough. There's not enough energy. He's not present. It's hot and cold, so he'll be really supportive and then not be present at all. Very inconsistent because of my own dad's relationship with money, and above all, his relationship with love and energy and his own childhood. And because he hasn't done the healing work, he projected and played out all of that. So my environment, and that's the key bit for you, your environment that you grew up in, you have external, further away things that do impact you, but the most powerful ones are the ones before you're six, when your brain is impregnable and it's like a flower being in a pot. You need to have good soil. And if your soil is rich, you're going to grow really well and feel like you're stable if you've got rich soil and a solid pot. And if your pot is inconsistent and the soil is cold or weak or poor, that's what you're going to get used to. Simplest way of thinking of it. So to think about your own stories, how it impacts you in the way that you show up in what you fundamentally believe about being provided for and how you provide for yourself. Because as you mature, there is an element of saying, I get to provide for myself. I get to change the story. And what am I projecting onto the universe? Because we all know on a soul level, we are in a conversation with the universe. This is about I get to manifest what I believe. And that is the truth about where you are at this moment. The relationship you have, and I will go into this more tomorrow, but what you see in your life at this moment with money is literally based on what you believe, on what you believe, and what needs to be cleaned up, you know, on a deeper level. And it's often a story you will keep coming round to. Now, it's not something about a thought or the odd thought. This is about a core belief you will keep coming around to until you claim the power regarding providing, being provided for, and how you provide for yourself. Because the shift that's going to happen over these next 4 days is recognizing where you have accepted the energy of going, okay, well, this is what was done for me, but I claimed the energy. It was me who chose this pattern, who played out this pattern, who continuously played out this pattern, and being able to forgive yourself, be able to forgive others, and move into the empowerment of going, I get to decide then, and I get to choose then what story, what pattern, what behavior I want to play out with money. Now, if you don't know, as a psychotherapist, one of the things I am an expert in is I am a systemic psychodynamic therapist, which means I am an expert in systems and the systems and dynamics that you play in relationships, which is what we're translating onto money and the impact of those family systems. And so those caregivers could also be, of course, grandparents and aunts and uncles, but it's really looking at the themes in your story. And your journey in this is to look at it as patterns and themes. It's to try and step back and use the observer part of you and your unconscious and your conscious brain to observe, because you're saying, I'm open and willing, and you'll be guided through this in the workbook. I'm open and I'm willing to be able to see this pattern, to step out of it, yeah, and see the pattern for what it is and what I'm doing so that I can claim it for myself. It's taken me a very, very long time to heal stuff with my diet, on level after level after level because of what I'm projecting. And it's these insights that I'm sharing with you of how, you know, interwoven it is regarding our relationships with our dads, our mothers, etc., on the providing aspect. And the providing, as you can imagine, as a little kid, as a little girl, etc., you are dependent on them to provide love, energy, money, food, water, all the things that money provides is what you're interested in. You don't really understand about the money factor, you understand about the resource factor. And then you get you know, all their stories about there's not enough money or arguing about money. My parents used to argue about money all the time, all the time. But then I have these wonderful stories of the fact that my mum, you know, was very wealthy before she met my dad. She comes from money. And yet she married a man who, you know, was working class, and she gave him all power about her money, although she was the one who had the money, who bought the house, who had the things, who did the money herself. She gave all of that up. Now, of course, as women, we also have loads and loads of layers of stories around being women and money, and that we couldn't have money. And so you're going to have picked up those ancestral stories through your own parents, particularly regarding the masculine and feminine dynamic, and what society was allowing the dynamic to be as well, because unfortunately, you know, your parents, your grandparents, etc., would have experienced different scenarios regarding who had power and control around money, who was able to have the money. Because women, even if you were, you know, came from a wealthy family, if you got married, you lost all control of your money. It wasn't your money anymore. It went to being your husband's. So all of these weird ideas are unfortunately still in our bodies, in our minds. But the thing that we're looking at today is very much looking at this close-knitted core program that you're running from regarding money, that's playing out in your body. And how that is playing out, and what we will really explore in the workbook, is about this hot or cold, what these stories are to you, because your body is designed, you know, what it knows to be things that are living or dead. Your body is designed to move away from dead things. Like all animals, we move away from something that is lifeless. Now, I think it's really important to understand that in our society, in our culture, money, because of the way that the feminine was squished, the energy of the feminine has been squished, the stories that are around are going to be very much about how the masculine controlled the money. So even in our society, and without feminine heart, inside the masculine, inside the feminine, without heart, soul, energy, inspiration, divinity, creativity, grace, all of those things that are the feminine energy within the man and the men and women, what you end up with is people who are soulless, heartless, having money. And then money became cold, hard cash. Yeah, that's the key bit, that money became cold, hard and lifeless. So there is a part of your body in your stories that has become repulsed on some level, will not go towards it. And if it does, you've made a caveat, just like your family might have done, that said, well, I'm allowed to have this money. I will have this money. I will sacrifice for this money. I will work really hard for this money. Because you do, when something is lifeless, you have to work really hard to try and bring it back to life. Yeah? What you're trying to do is resurrect the energy in money. But when you come from a place that money is loving and love itself and an expression and an expansion and an overflow, and you're provided for and it overflows and you provide for yourself, there is already energy. You are putting the energy into money, and money is reviving all by itself, because money is only ever a conduit. But our society has taken the energy out of money, in the fact that it's, I know people would say money is energy, but what it's done is taken the life force, the excitement, the joy, for so many people, has been sucked out of money. And so what we're doing is that you have the power and you have the choice to change your perception, because we live on so many different paradigms, so many different timelines, so many different dimensions, that you can step into a different dimension where money is alive and loving. Money is alive and loving you, providing to you, supporting you, once you make the shift. And it's about this shift from being in this stories that are draining and tiring and negative and, you know, soulless and lifeless and hard and harsh, and come with a cost and come with a debt, that this emotional debt or a burden, which is really important to understand the burden aspect, that money burdens you because of the the lack of flow in it, the lack of energy, the sacrifice and also the cost that comes for it. So you end up in this position, you're weighed down by money. And a natural response to that would be, I don't want to have money in my life. Oh, I'm in an argument with money. I don't want to fight with money. I deeply want more money, but I don't want that money because it feels dirty. Yeah, it feels dirty. It feels hard. It feels like dirty cash. It feels difficult. You would be a natural, healthy response. It would be like saying, if you saw one of my emails and they said it would be like yearning to be deeply loved by a homeless hobo. It's that, you know, a drug taking hobo. That was it. Somebody, you yearning for somebody to take care of you who is totally not loving themselves, totally toxic, got bad relationship abilities, and going, oh yes, I really want to be with this person. Or I really want to be with someone who's going to beat me up. All those sort of things. You wouldn't do it. It's not in your human, programming to do that. Your whole body is designed to be in safety, secure, and thrives like it should do in a good pot. In rich soil, beautiful sunshine, lots of watering. You know, it should be in environments that feel expansive and safe and room to breathe, but you feel supported. Yeah. And so that's what we're trying to reprogram into your body. That's what I'm giving you a way to move towards that. Now, of course, I want you to know we are making a shift in this, but we go much more into this in depth, and this program itself will be inside Rich Femme Evolution. This is my membership, container, my space for women who really do want to change this forever, who are melting the rules, the regulations, the stories, and claiming who they really are, and basically loving the shit out of themselves, to say, no, this ends with me. This ends with me, whether that's for a legacy for children or a legacy for humanity. But this story, these limiting beliefs, these ideas around women and money, etc., end with me. And I am a woman who is claiming being a wealthy woman, an overflowing woman, a woman aligned, a provider for myself. Yeah. So just so you know, so Rich Femme Evolution is the main container for you to continue this work. But inside here, inside this mini container, you're experiencing some of what I do. You will have continuous access for it if you join Rich Femme Evolution. But you will have access to this for the next this week and next week. I'm giving you 2 weeks to have it, but you won't be able to access it after that. So, you know, make sure you dive in. Dive in. This is deep work. This isn't light and fluffy. If you came for a light and fluffy, save me, rescue me, activate me, Joe, I don't want to have to do anything, you're in the wrong space. Because this is about empowerment. Yeah, real deep empowerment. And so these stories, and that's a good point, you know, this idea that we have, you know, we want to still be saved. That's showing you where you are in your maturity regarding wealth. Now, I have asked you, and you'll see inside the workbook, I highly recommend checking out the money map. It's there. If you haven't got it already, go download it. The access is there. Go through the wealth assessment. It will give you big insights. And you may want to do it at the beginning of this week, at the end of this week. It will help you to understand where these stories are coming from, of which age they are locking in from. Are they, you know, a lot of what we're doing is talking about infant stuff, so before six. But there will, and you will have stories that are from teenage mode and stories that you have repetitively played, because I'm asking you at all different levels over the next 4 days. So just if you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to do the work. Oh no. And you're feeling the resistance, be aware of that, because that means you're on your edge. You're on your edge, and the old story patterns do not want to die. And it means that you're ready to step into the power. Just observe your resistance, love your resistance, and let it go and step forward. Take the action. Dive on in. Don't rush, because that's also a teenage phase of behavior. So try to be conscious, be present, because everything you're doing is showing you also those kind of relationships that we talked about how your parents showed up, etc. Were they present? Were they rushing around? Were they, it had to happen fast. We have all of these ways of being that have been survival mechanisms. When it isn't your normal state of being to be relaxed and at ease and to go through things with presence and be in the now, that's your state. That's you, to be in the now and be conscious about what you're doing. That is your natural state. Now, we all have different speeds of that because we are different human designs. Some of us are manifesting generators, some are generators, reflectors, I'm a projector. We have different designs. But the fundamental set point is always in the now. I'm present and I'm going to look at the thing I'm looking at. I'm going to be in the now and let myself access, when you do those questions, access the information that's available for you to download. Yeah, I'm open and willing. So we're looking at today, we're looking at stories, stories that are ready to come out. And so when I ask you to do the exercise, you do a statement, you ground yourself in and make sure you do that first, and then just free write, because it's not about, it's letting what is ready for you to know now. Yeah. What is ready for you to know now? It's not about just free write, let it come out. And then you'll notice as you free write, some of them have more deeper triggers than others. So some are more emotionally charged, which is what trigger means, emotionally charged than others. And those are the ones you want to focus on. You can just, if the ones aren't emotionally charged, just put lines with them. They're not yours. They've just been sitting in your brain. You can get rid of those. But it's the ones that are emotionally charged is where the power is. You want to claim back your power from those stories and go through the exercises. So use a journal. Although there's a workbook, I would suggest use the journal. You know, have space for that. As a best way of using a journal is to use the front part to do all of the exercises and the back part of your journal to have as a separate place for ahas, celebrations, thank yous, things that you've noticed coming through. So you keep them apart and you can keep them nice and clean and separate. So apart from that, it's very exciting. Very, very exciting what we're diving into and what we're shifting in this powerful, potent little container. And it will give you a real chance to see the level and depth of the work that I do and what is potentially possible if you then move into Rich Femme Evolution and continue on the longer journey, because that it is a, you know, it is a journey of commitment for yourself to move into real wealth, because you're shifting for legacy wealth, lasting wealth, you know, the wealth for yourself in retirement, wealth for yourself, ongoing, overflowing, and that you're shifting your relationship with the universe, with yourself, and really claiming your power in that up level. But for now, focus where you are. It's super fucking exciting. I'm going to drop in the workbook very shortly soon, so it should be there when you look at it. And I'm just so excited. So share inside the community. Not inside the channel. Share any insights, any ahas. Say hello. Where are you from? Introduce yourself. Just drop in anything you want to in the community and any questions you want to put in the community area ready for the session on Thursday. Make sure you put question at the top, and tag me in it. So just tag Jo Warwick in it. And put question at the front before you hand. And then I can collate them all together and answer for the Q&A on Thursday. But apart from that, have a beautiful day. I've just recorded this overlooking the beach, Crantock at the moment, because I am currently visiting my old home in Cornwall. So I am looking at beautiful azure sea at this moment and white sands. Sun has come out and I've just had a beautiful swim. So what a great place to download and upgrade your story, your transition. And you may want to listen to this a couple of times, or you might feel clear about it. The energy that I transmit when I'm speaking is always potent. So, you know, try, you won't always hear everything. So you may want to listen to it a couple of times. All right. Take care. Lots of love.